Anyway, so that you two are much similar.
Right, good morning, everybody. I warn you, I haven't got the glasses on, so I can't see the clock at the back. Hopefully, I'll be able to tell from here. Right, the title of the Shia today is The Effect of the Channel Tunnel on Shabbos Observance. And hopefully, we'll get to the explanation of this enigmatic title, but only towards the end of the Shia. There are some Isurim which we find easy to keep, some which find harder. I think one of the ones which people tend to find hard is the Issur of what we're not allowed to talk about on Shabbos. It can be quite a nisoyin. And Rabbi Shaul Salanta says that when Chazal tell us, Parasi Yetzer Hara, Parasi Torah Tavlin, that Torah is a tavlin for the Yetzer Hara, apart from the general idea that learning Torah is a tavlin for the general Yetzer Hara, there's a specific tavlin. If you learn about a specific inyan, it's a tavlin to help make it easier to keep that particular subject. So there are two Isurim, well, there are various other Isurim, but two we're going to focus on today, which are both learned from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, which many say on Shabbos morning. In Toshim Shabbos Raglecha, that Pasuk, where else does it come? In Yom Kippur, the Shachris Haftorah of Yom Kippur. So the Pasuk in Toshim Shabbos Raglecha, we know the Pasuk, and it finishes off, V'chibadto me'asos drachecha, Mimtsoi Chetzecha, V'dabe Dava. Those two last phrases. Mimtsoi Chetzecha, which means seeking your own needs, the daber dover, and speaking things which are also to speak about. So the idea behind these Isurim, I think we know very well, is that we have to not just not do the malachas, but we have to disassociate ourselves from those things which are also on Shabbos, even if it involves just the easy things like walking, talking, reading, and things like that. These are things which would not be also because of hachona, from Shabbos to Chol, because Hachonah is normally when you're doing something which involves a certain amount of exertion, a certain amount of tircha. But just merely walking, talking, reading is not also mitzvah Hachonah, but still it's also because we have to distance ourselves so much from the Isurim of Malachas of Shabbos. It's worth reading. These halachas are brought down in Shin Vav and Shin Zayin in Orach Chaim. And to read you, there's just a short quote from the Yalkut Yosef about this. Roi v'nochan l'chol misha kedusha Shabbos kroi v'le liboy. It's appropriate that someone who has kedusha Shabbos near to their heart, shelo yedaber bo ki im pedivrei Torah dvarim hatsrikim, only Torah and things which are necessary for it. V'chein omru chachomenu, v'yish bo is b'yom ha-shi, Hashem rested on b'yom ha-shi. What did it mean he rested? What did he rest from? She Shabbos min ha-dibur. Every single day Hashem said, Yehi Or, Yehi this, Yehi that. He spoke the whole way through the Sheisim Ebereshis. When it comes to Shabbos, Hashem was Posak HaDibur. The Dibur stopped. And we do the same. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shavas Mima'amar Af Atosh Shvois Mima'amar. You also should be sure this rest from speech, from the speech which is also. Now what is the difference between these two Isurim? Mimsoi, Chetzecha, and Dabe Dava. Any suggestions? What's the difference between the two? So, one's action, one's speaking. Yes, and that's right. And we're going to see that sometimes they overlap as well. But the main issue is that mitzvah chesecha is doing something which is a positive help towards weekday activities. For example, if a shopkeeper looks through his stock to see what he's out of stock of, to read business correspondence which will help you to make a decision. It's something which is nogeya to weekday activities which are also to do on Shabbos, and you're helping yourself in some way or helping others in some way by that activity. That's mimsa chesed, pursuing your activities. Are we going to come to it's by speech. The thought we're going to see is actually muta. Here muta, which is talking about dabe dabe, and we learn how to chesed. We'll come to that later. It applies to that speech. The thought itself is muta, but the speech, but so the action is what's also. Mimsa chesed, doing some sort of action. Dabe dabe is simply speaking about something which is also to do on Shabbos, even though there's no preparation. So to say, I'm driving to London on Tuesday. I'm not saying, can you share the driving with me? I'm just saying, I'm driving to London. It's not going to help me in any way what I've said, but just the mere expressing this thing is because you can't drive on Shabbos, therefore you can't say it. We'll at least later on about saying, I'm going to London, that's okay, because you're not saying that, we'll come back to that. But to talk about something in a way that is clear, it's something which is asur, to speak about that on Shabbos, even though you're not planning, is still included in Shelo Yehe Diburcha Shel Shabbos Ka Diburcha Shel Chol. Your speech has to be different on Shabbos and Chol. Sometimes it can be both Mimsoch Hefzacha and Dabe Dover at the same time. So if you discuss a business problem with a friend, and that helps you to decide what to do, then you've both done Mimtzach Hetzachah, you've helped yourself towards your weekday activities, and you've done Dabe Dover because you're speaking about something which is also on Shabbos. To hire a worker, to say on Shabbos, I'm hiring you as for work, that would also be also for both reasons. I think at some point, Rav Shmuel Livshin gave a share here about presenting a bill retroactively. That's like someone does something for you, and you don't think they're doing it on a professional basis, and then they present you with a bill. Right? And I sat in shul in London near two men. One was a doctor, top doctor. He had the chair of Charing Cross of medicine, and the other one was an accountant. Neither of them were Shomer Shabbos, but they did walk to shul. It was a long walk, it was several miles. And during this walking, they would discuss, the doctor would discuss with the accountant his financial affairs. And eventually the accountant got fed up, and he sent him a bill for this. So this would be both Mimtzach Chetzachah and Dabe Dover, and a third issue, which is Schar Shabbos, because you can't charge for your work on Shabbos. So that would also be Schar Shabbos, whether he could be mechuyav to pay it or not. Okay. What? Bahavlo, he could do it. So the conversation carries on so long, it carries on into the weekday as well. Right. Now, what about this issue of Mimtzach Chetzachah? What happens if you're discussing something which is only also Midrabbanan? It's not also Minotaur, it's just Midrabbanan. Is that also as well? What do we think? Yes, it is also. And the right is from the Mishnah, Shabbos and Kuf Nun Amud Aleph says, Ein maschichim ala tchum lisko lepolim. You can't go to the edge of the tchum in order to hire workers. Now, to hire workers on Shabbos is an issur rabbanon of mekach hamemka. So you see from here that even an issur rabbanon is also included. A building contractor who goes to his building site on Shabbos to inspect the work which has been done. I'm only looking at you because you are building worker, not because I think you do such a thing. So that would all be osa. Waiting in a queue to go into a shop. It's clear from what you're doing that you're planning to go into the shop. That would be osa. Standing at a bus stop when it's obvious you're intending to travel. That would be osa. If it's raining, it would be mutter to do so because people might just say you're waiting, sheltering for the rain, even though your kavana is that you intend to get the bus. I don't know what you're doing with the money. It must be you can pay by credit card. You know it off by heart. To read a manual of a machine, reading instructions in a cookery book, business correspondence, mail order catalogues, these are all included in Mimtzach Chetzachah. To discuss the best laptop you want to buy, or how to remove a stain, where did you get that coat in a case where it's clear that you're asking that because you intend to buy it, or to get recommendations about workers or dressmakers and so on. Now, as you mentioned before, what about thinking about business matters? Just machshava alone. So when it comes to Dabe Dover, Chazal Darshan, Dibur Osur, speaking is Osur, but Hirhur is Mutter. To think about something which is Osur after Shabbos, think about it on Shabbos, it's Mutter. And we learn out Mimtzach Chetzachah from Dabe Dover, that here also, it's only Osur when you're actually doing an action, but not merely by thinking about it. So to think how I would fix this, even though you're planning to do so, is Mutter. Obviously, it's not the milah of keeping Shabbos, where Shabbos is given to us, happy talking to Hashem. So if you think about these things, it's not appropriate, but it's not also strictly Mimtzach Chetzachah. We all know the famous Gemara about the Chosid Echad who saw a pirzah in his fence, and he thought on Shabbos to fix it. According to the Taz, he didn't plan to fix it on Shabbos, but he thought on Shabbos how he was going to fix it. And then he decided not to fix it. And a tzlaf, a caper tree, grew up there, and he got panosa from it. So the Meiri, he says, we shouldn't think on Shabbos about weekday activities, and he brings this Gemara. His mashma, he's learning that the Gemara tells us this Meisa to point out to us that although it's mutam, it's mitzad adin, it's not the correct thing to do to be thinking about our weekday activities. By the way, the Arizal says that this person, this Chosid Echad, was Rabbi Huda Bar Ilai, and he was a Gilgal of who? Anyone know? Slavchad, that's right, Slavchad. That is the tree at Slavchad, a one caper tree, Slavchad, he was Gilgal of this. And when the Gemara says that he had payers from it, it's miramis to the fact it was a tikkun for his Avera of being Mekoshish Eitzim, and he had the payers in Ono Habod. All his Averas turned into Tzachuyas through the tikkun of this Maisa. Now, what about listening to business matters? Next door radio is on, and there's Money Box Live, and they're discussing just that thing which you need to know. So that's also considered an action. If you go, the examples are given, if you go and listen to it, that's osa. Or you meet a non-Jewish associate and he talks, start talking to you about financial matters and it's something which will help you, that's also osa. I'm not sure whether it would be osa, if you're sitting in your own rishus and you can hear from next door, whether that would be osa, because there you're not doing any maisa at all, it's just coming your way. Mitzvah chesachu, when it's not recognisable that what you're doing is something osa, that is considered to be machshava, it's only hiru, because the maisim that I'm doing don't show that it's something which is osa. So for example, walking towards a railway station towards the end of Shabbos, anyone watching you can't tell where you're going, so it's not osa because of mimsa chefzacha. It's only because the fact that your kavana is because of something osa, that's in the realm of thought. Now you might ask, that's hachana, but surely you're doing hachana. So we mentioned before that hachana is only when you're doing some maisa that has some sort of exertion to it. But merely walking is not considered a hachana, so it's not osa from that point of view. So examples of this would be, if you walk casually around your garden, even though you're looking and inspecting to see what needs to be done, but if the onlooker wouldn't see that, they just go for a stroll in your garden, that would be mutter b'sad ad-din. Not royal to do such a thing, but it was to be mutter. Another example is to watch a mechanic in a way which some people do, simply out of curiosity. You know, you see the 25 boys with pairs around every worker in the street, they're doing it right. So it's something, you could just be watching for curiosity to do that. That is something which is mitzad ha-din, is mutter, and even though you're watching it because you're interested to know how it's done. Now, we now come to an important heter, which is true of both the mincha chesach and David Dava, and that is an activity which can, in theory, be done without any isurim, even though you are planning to do it in a way that's osa. And the classic example of that is to say, I am going to London. Even though it's obvious you're going to drive, but the words, I am going to London, doesn't mean necessarily this, there's a problem of tuchumim. Well, if there'd be buganin all the way there, then it would mutter. So, in other words, Rabbi Falk described this as only osa because of prevailing circumstances. So, for example, I go to the end of the tuchum, and my plan is, after Shabbos, I'm going to walk to the next town. Now, I can't walk to the next town on Shabbos because there's an issur tuchumim, but that is circumstantial. It could, in theory, be okay, and therefore, you're allowed to walk to the end of the tuchum to walk to the next village, because we disregard issur tuchumim. Now, what happens if I'm going towards the end of the tuchum to pick fruit? Then it becomes osa, because picking fruit is something, there's no way of doing beheta on Shabbos, and therefore, to go to the end of the tuchum for that is not allowed. Now, this also applies to the issur of hotzah. I didn't realize this until I started learning the sugya, that we say the same thing regarding hotzah. If you want to talk about, I'm going to bring a coat, right, and there's no eruv here, but in theory, if there would be mechitzas you could carry, that's also allowed. So the same thing when it comes to mimsah chetzacha, to go somewhere in order to bring something where the only issur is an issur of hotzah, that's also mutter. Because there, so the fact that you're planning to do something which is osa is only because of the prevailing circumstances, and therefore it comes under this heter. Yes, that's the next thing we were going to say. You took the word out of my mouth, brilliant. The heter here is mimso chefzecha yor chafotzim osa, but chefse shemaim amuta. And that's why you can make an adava on Shabbos. There was a mice apparently after the invasion into Ukraine, where there were lots of Russian oligarchs and they had problems and they were having their money confiscated. So there was a Russian oligarch got an aliyah in Eretz Israel, and when they asked him his name, he said Moshe ben Rochel. And they asked him, why ben Rochel? He said, because my law says everything should be in my wife's name. He said, Now, for this reason, you're allowed to have a meeting to discuss Tzorkei Tzibur, like building a shul, a mikveh, inyanim with kavura. You can ask a dealer in Arba Minyan to put sets aside. You see him, you can ask him to put sets aside for you. Arrange checking the zuzas, discussing arrangements for chasnas, and of course, shiduchim. The poskim write that if there's no need whatsoever to discuss it on Shabbos, then it's best not to do so. It's preferable. So, for example, if there be no disadvantage whatsoever postponing, I'm going to see this guy later on, I can speak to him, then don't speak to him d'afka on Shabbos. But let's say you're worried you might forget, or that he's going out of town, and in between the opportunity might go away, then you're allowed to do so on Shabbos, because we're talking about mitzvahs. I remember when the Hesper was given for Simcha Binyan Bamberg, as someone pointed out, that on Shabbos he went into a very detailed discussion with somebody, telling him about a particular building and all the financial issues, because that person was the head of a Moshe, was looking for a building, and therefore it was Bechlau, it was Bechlau Mitzvah Chetzecha, Chetzeh Shemayim, rather than Chetzecha. Now, the Orchid, this is interesting question, the Orchid Shabbos asks. There's a Tosus in Chuf Nun which says, he calls Mitzvah Chetzecha an Isser Torah. And the Mepharshim say, that the Chavos Yad says, it doesn't mean an Isser Torah, but because it's learned out of a Pasuk, it's Divrei Kabbalah, so it's more Chomer than a general Drabonon. So he asks, if you compare the Isserim of Mitzvah Chetzecha to, for example, Amir al-Nochri, we find that Amir al-Nochri is more strict. For example, Mitzvah Chetzecha, we said, is Mutter in the Mokka Mitzvah. Amir al-Nochri is not just straightforward Mutter in the Mokka Mitzvah. A Shvus, the Shvus per Mokka Mitzvah is allowed, but it's a Dereisa. To ask a guy to do it's a Dereisa is also even the Mokka Mitzvah. So how come, if Mitzvah Chetzecha is Korov to an Isser Torah, how come it's less strict than Amir al-Nochri, which is a straight Drabonon? And he answers, and he says that the Chassan Sof answers the same thing as well. He says, Alpia Ramban in last week's parasha. In last week's parasha we have the Shabbos, there's this Musag of Shabboson, the Gabi Shabbos and Yontov. Now this Musag of Shabboson, the Ramban says, it means the following. It says that if somebody would go through the whole of Shabbos doing Isurim Drabonon, he's got his business open, and he's measuring his fruit, and he's weighing things. They're all Isurim Drabonon. Nothing, it's not Minatora, but he's made Shabbos into weekday. So he's been mevatel this mitzvah, sase min ha-Torah of Shabboson, because Shabbos should be different from the weekday. So even though technically he's not done any melachas, but he's made Shabbos the same as weekday, then it's osa. So he says the same thing is true, this is what the Chassan Sofer says, the same thing is true of Mitzvah Chetzecha. The Isser, Midivri Kabbalah, which is closer to ha-Torah, is when you're acting out all the things you need to do, preparing for the weekday, making completely a weekday activity, the Shabbos has become like a weekday. That's when there's an Isser, a strict Isser of Mitzvah Chetzecha. No, business only Rabbanon. If you don't do any writing, it's all Gezeirus because of writing. It is. Yeah, Dachinami. Okay, you're right. So that's what we're saying. Mitzvah Chetzecha is Divrei Nevi'im. It's Divrei Kabbalah. It's more Chomer than a regular Drabonon. We're saying that's when your mamish is in a weekday for you. It's like a weekday. You're not doing any malachas, but you're making it into a weekday. That's Mitzvah Chetzecha. But a one-off Mitzvah Chetzecha would only be like a regular Drabonon. Therefore, that's why Mira Nochri is more Chomer than a one-off Mitzvah Chetzecha. Now, this is all regarding Mitzvah Chetzecha, and the last 11 minutes we come to the Issa of Daber Dova, and that refers to talking about anything you intend to do on a weekday, if it's something which cannot be done on Shabbos, either Min HaTorah, or as we mentioned before, even Midrabonon. So it's against the Ruach of Shabbos that our Dibur of Shabbos should be like the Dibur of Chol. Now, the great heter of Nit O Shabbos Goret, doesn't work, right? It does not work. It's brought in certain cases where someone is doing something which is actually mutter on Shabbos, but it's still not in the Ruach of Shabbos. You say that, so that point out that this isn't in the Ruach of Shabbos. Let's say someone's got to speak at a mitzvah or something like that. So you say, like, that's Shabbos great, but to use it as a heter, it's because it doesn't work. Now, let me ask.
Save something from a hefset.
What?
Save something from a loss.
Save something from a hefset. Yeah. That might be because of mitzvah. Yeah, I think that is because of mitzvah. For example, to go, and if you're scared that the Ganovim are going to come into your construction site, you can go there because it's a mitzvah to guard your chafotzim there. That's considered become a mitzvah. Yes?
So can
the heter of or Dvar mitzvah? Yeah, Shabbos great would be if you're saying something which is it's mutter to say on Shabbos, but it's not in the Ruach of Shabbos. For example, speaking about, you know, something which is because mutter for a mitzvah or a hefsed, but it's. You say that's the Shabbos Goret, just to point out that it's something which is not quite in the Ruach of Shabbos. But you can't use it as a heter when it's something which is a trinity, which is osa. Now what about a guy, on Yom Kippur, you go outside in the Ila, and there's two guys talking outside, and says, ask Yom Kippur, what am I going to do? I'm going to have a root beer. And the other one says, am I having a cider? I'm going to have a cream cake. Is that osa? What? There is no issa. No, there is no issa there because the issa is to do with the melachas. So, even though achila is also in Yom Kippur, but to talk about achila in Yom Kippur or to talk about eating chametz when you're Pesach is not also. I'm not saying it's a big mile. I mean, I think the guys who are outside during the era about missing the boat. It's like the guy who gets the ringside seat at the match of the century and he's sitting there reading a comic. That's what he's missing. There was an interesting story. A few years back, there was a football match between Scotland and Israel, and there was a rabbi from Eretz Israel whose son-in-law was a student chaplain, and the whole Jewish community had gone to this, and he felt to support his son-in-law. He went there, and apparently he went there and he sat there and he was learning the whole way, and this was spotted, and the commentator, the camera focused on it, and they focused it, and the guy said, I don't know what he's reading, but it must be a jolly good read. Now, we mentioned earlier that if a dibra helps you in some way to prepare for week's activity, then it's not only dava, it's also mevsa chesacha. Now, because there are so many statements that people tend to say, which fall into this category, let's just give a few examples. I'm planning to buy a new pair of shoes this week. I really should write that letter. We must phone Uncle Yankel. Maybe if it's a mitzvah, Uncle Yankel needs it. If it's a mitzvah, maybe then it's mutter. I need to contact the builder to repair the roof, prepare my car, the watch. I'm going to take it in for a service. Let's decorate the room, and so on. You can see the example. Quite often, by an unwise choice, one can cause other people to be over on the sitter. So, like, if you say to somebody, your hair's too long, right? You know, it's like open invitation. He or someone else is going to talk about, getting the haircut. Your suit's too dirty. You need a facelift. Even just speaking about aloud to yourself is also included. So just to say, in your own room, no one else is there, just to say, tomorrow I'm going to drive to London, that is not allowed.
If it needs to renew for Shabbos, then you are.
What?
Right. You can say, don't worry,
we'll sort it. Yeah, that's right. But you only do it in a way where you're not actually specifically talking about a malacha. You can always find a way around it, and that's the way you should do it. Yeah, but you have to be. But you can't sort of say we will have it fixed. You have to talk about it in a roundabout way. Yeah, you can't actually say something which makes it clear that it's not about fixing it, but say we'll sort it, because we'll sort it is a vague thing. It might mean, we can sort it in a way that with this actually is mutter. Now, speaking about the past, which has no relevance to the future, is allowed. So to say... So talking about the past, it has no relevance to the future. Okay, to say, for example, we went to France and it cost us half of what it would have cost a holiday in England. Just talk about what... But if it's relevant to the person you're talking to, then it becomes also because of Dabba Dabba. But if you just merely relating what happened in the past, even talk about the cost of things is not also. Now, we discussed the heter of Tzorkei Mitzvah regarding Mitzvah Chetzachah. The same thing is here. So you can talk about Mitzvah-related matters. However... Now, an extra example, talking about fundraising would be allowed, right? You could have a meeting, discuss fundraising, that would be okay, because it's a mitzvah. Merely to state, I will write a Sefer Torah in a way that doesn't help you do the mitzvah, they say is appropriate not to do. Now, this heter of prevailing circumstances also applies to Dabbe Dover. So you can say, I'm going to London tomorrow, although you can't say, I'm going to drive. You can say, I'm going to London, because in theory, you could be walking. And the heter of the Burganin that gets around the Issa of Tuchum. Why can't you walk to London, Shabbos? Yes, but I'm saying, so Issa Tuchum is considered a prevailing circumstance. In theory, if there were Burganin, you could, in theory, if there were Burganin all the way there, you can. Okay. You couldn't get there in there, that is true. You could set out to London, right. So by saying going, you're not talking about driving necessarily, and therefore it's mutter. That's the fact that you mean driving is in the realm of hirhur, and that's okay. Now, the Orach HaShulchan says that you're allowed to say on Shabbos, I will travel in a ship, because you are actually allowed to be in a ship on Shabbos. There's a problem of departing on Shabbos, but that can be got round if you are Kona Shvisa before Shabbos, And then you go back to the ship on Shabbos. Rav Moshe Arnstein did this when he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He was calling the Shvisa Erev Shabbos. He went with his father and they davened in a minyan. And then on Shabbos afternoon when the ship left, he then got on the ship. So the Oracle Shulchan says, therefore you can say, I will travel by ship. Now here we get into an issue, interesting issue here, about different modes of transport. Driving in a car is definitely also on Shabbos. Even to be a passenger in a car is also, because of Marav B'Shirim, you increase the petrol consumption. Rabbi Falk holds that you can say, I will travel by train or by plane, because in a large vehicle like that, it's negligible, the extra fuel consumption. Other posts can disagree, and only allow you to say, I will go. According to them, to say, I will go to America would not be allowed. According to Rabbi Falk, you could say that, because you could even say, I will fly to America. But according to them, you can't. Here is where the channel tunnel comes in. According to those who say, you can't use the heter of going over the sea or by plane. So can I say, I'm going to Paris because I could walk through the channel tunnel? Or do you say, since they won't actually let you through the channel tunnel, that's not allowed? I would think it would be allowed, because in theory, you could walk through the channel tunnel. There's an interesting discussion, and it comes often to languages. The word Esa in Ivrit, I will travel. What does that mean to you, Seton?
Right.
What?
Right.
Does it only mean that? It might mean by car, it might mean train, but it doesn't really mean I walk. You don't say Esa if I'm going to walk. Yeah. But it could mean I'm going to travel by bike. And so Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that he held that it could be that it's mutter, because Meikar Adin, you couldn't go on a bike on Shabbos. So to say I will travel is okay, because it might mean, it's not automatically meaning I'm going back.
I can go on a bike.
Well, that's another discussion. I can imagine, I think Yishai Lister would love to give a share. Has he not given on this? I could just sit up his street, a share on cycling on Shabbos, so I won't take it away from him. But it's, we don't do it, but the Gazarias, for different reasons why we don't do Hotzah, you might be stuck in it, but...
The
scooter, you could do it on a scooter. But whether Esa on the scooter is okay. So that's where. So that is a point of discussion there. Rav Shmuel Auerbach said that would only help if you're the sort of person who might bike, and if you're amongst people who might bike. Otherwise, Esa means I will travel by some forbidden transport. Now that doesn't mean to say, you might say, well, if that, you see, it has to be practical, therefore go through Channel Tunnel is no good. I don't think it's the same. Because if we're discussing what the word Esa means, if you don't go by bike, it means I'm going to travel by car. But if you say I'm going to London, that's still okay, because in theory, I'm sorry, I'm going to Paris, because in theory you could go via the Channel Tunnel. What? We can't. Well, yeah, swimming is a problem. Shabbos, I understand why you say that. Yes, we're coming up soon. More lane, more Torah. Yeah, the swim for Torah is coming up soon. Okay, I was wondering whether you can say I'm going to Rome, because it might not mean I'm going to the place Rome. It means I'm going to Rome around. I know there was a fellow who, very shortly after his marriage, he and his wife went to the seaside resort in former Yugoslavia, I don't know which bit it is, called Split. And he went around telling everyone, my wife and I are going to Split. So the same, whether you could say I'm going to Rome, because it might not mean R-O-M-E, it might mean R-O-A-M. I'll just finish off with the following thought. The next pasuk after in Tashim Shabbos Raglecha is Az Tisanek Al Hashem V'Hirkaticha Al Bomas Ha'oritz V'Hafti Nachlus Yaakov Avicha Kipi Hashem Tiber. On this, in the time now when our Achizah in Eretz Yisrael is looking very shaky, it's challenged. So the Malbim says that Hashem was saying, "V'Tochel Nachlus Yaakov." Why Tochel Nachlus Yaakov? Sheivticha Hashem B'Mare Hasulam. Hashem promised him in the Mare of the ladder. Al Shetiyah Ha'aretz Nichnas L'Raglav V'Regel Zaru, that Eretz Yisrael will be subjugated under his feet and the feet of his children. So in the Zchus Shmiras Shabbos, we will be zocher to the Nachala B'li Mitzorim.